This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1694. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 7th, USA, Vatican, Vietnam, Wake Island, Zambia, Alaska, Antarctica, Austria, Bangladesh, Brazil, China, Cuba, Egypt, Equatorial Guinea, Europe, Germany, Greece, India, Indonesia, Ireland, Korea, North and South, Kurdistan, Kuwait, Liberia, Netherlands, Norway, Solomon Islands, Sudan, Taiwan, Tatarstan, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Looking over the new B-13 season schedules in HFCC and FCC, I noticed something rather odd. There are a number of entries for WIFR, which closed down at the end of June. Had they forgotten to take them off the books? Looking closer, I see that one of the 13 frequencies listed for WIFR is 9955, and the schedule looks suspiciously like that which is currently occupied by WRMI. So I figured something must be up. I asked Jeff White, "Did you take my advice and somehow buy Okeechobee?" He replies, "Despite my earlier assertions that the only way we could take over the Okeechobee site would be if we'd win the lottery, it has indeed become a reality. This was very unplanned and unexpected, and has taken place over a very short period of time. Miracles do indeed occur." And shortly he issued a press release dated November 6th, part of which I will quote. "Legendary shortwave station WYFR in Okeechobee, Florida, which ceased transmissions on June 30th, will resume broadcasting in December as a result of an agreement between Family Stations and Radio Miami International. Family Radio will sell the WYFR facility to RMI. Family Radio programming for the Caribbean and South America will return to shortwave via the Okeechobee site, and Radio Miami's programming currently aired on WRMI in Miami will switch over to the Okeechobee facility. The station will also carry programs for other international broadcasters, including Pan American's Radio Africa network. A target date of December 1st has been set for resumption. The current WRMI transmission site in Miami, Hialeah, will be closed, and the WRMI call letters transferred to Okeechobee." WRMI General Manager Jeff White says, "We're very grateful to Family Radio for entrusting us with this magnificent station. WIFR is an important part of the heritage of shortwave broadcasting, and we're very happy it will continue to serve shortwave listeners around the world. There are 13 transmitters, 12 of 100 kilowatt and 1 of 50 kilowatts, and 23 antennas beamed to all of the Americas, Europe, and Africa." So our kudos to Jeff White for bringing off this deal, and also to Dan Elyea, who I understand helped to arrange it with Family Radio headquarters. I've suggested that with unprecedented frequency flexibility, WRMI programming should be split up to several frequencies besides those carrying Family Radio. All WRMI English secular programming should be on one frequency, all English religious programming on others, all non-exiled Spanish programming on yet another, and all exiled programming on another frequency or several facing the Cuban jamming. Jeff White replies that initially they're going to keep the WRMI programming on 9955, but inevitably some changes will have to be made, probably before long. And as I previewed last week, KVOH in Los Angeles has already been revived, officially beginning the previous weekend at the start of November. Puts in a very good signal here on 9975 between 02 and 05 UT. First 2 hours in Spanish, the last hour in English. Now that North America is back on standard time, a reminder that all World of Radio times on shortwave have moved 1 UT hour later than before. The times on WRMI are UT Thursday at 0430, Saturday at 1600, and Tuesday at 1200 UT on 9955. on WWRB, probably a few minutes before 0430 on 3195, the winter frequency, although they might also fire up 5050 again. On WTWW, the longtime off frequency, 9479 is being standardized to 9475. It may not happen until Friday, November 8th. That will affect our broadcast now at 2201 UT on Thursdays. Our Saturday evening time on WTWW1, 5830, also shifts to 0501 UT Sundays. On WTWW2, 9930 is changing to 5085 at midnight UT, which means World of Radio at 6:30 p.m. Central will be at midnight 30 UT Sundays on 5085. And last week we were apparently also 24 hours later on Sunday evening. That would now be UT Monday at midnight 30 on 5085, but that transmission is not as regular. It was picked up by Cesar Perez Dioses in Peru. On Area 51 via WBCQ 5110, World of Radio should now be appearing an hour later, UT Saturdays around 0300. Furthermore, our European outlet, Hamburger Local Radio 7265, compatible USB, is now on its new antenna, and the times there have also shifted one UT hour later, says Thomas Fuchner. It's Saturdays and Wednesdays at 0730 and 1530. The morning Latin Mass from Vatican Radio has also changed time for the winter to 0630 UT instead of 530, and also on different frequencies, no longer on 7250, but well heard in North America on 6075, and also audible on 3975. Also scheduled, but I'm not yet hearing them, are 9645 and 15595. Ron Howard in California reports Ho Chi Minh Radio, or Vietnam Coastal Radio Station, with its partly English broadcast at 1305 to 1319 UT on November 5th on two USB frequencies, 8294 and 7906. This time they had notice of a fishing boat that sank in the Haiphong area. Look out and try to assist them. One of those frequencies, 8294, was also on the air later in the hour at 1346 to 1400 UT, but it was probably from some other site in Vietnam. There are a bunch of coastal stations sharing time on these frequencies. But it was not a normal coastal broadcast. Instead, they were playing songs. Nothing about marine conditions. It was in Vietnamese and not parallel to 7906. That was at 1346 until sign-off at 1400. The Wake Atoll commemorative de-expedition by HAMS is supposed to be underway now after having been delayed about a month by the U.S. government shutdown. The call sign used is K9W. And here are the suggested SSB frequencies. This is supposed to last until November 15th. 3790, 5403.5. 7082, 14185, 18140, 21285, 24955, and 28485, according to the Ohio Penn DX Bulletin. For updates, check www.wake2013.org. Bill Bingham in South Africa has been trying to hear ZNBC1 in Lusaka, Zambia on 5915. Saturday, November 2nd, he started listening at 0300, but there was only an unmodulated carrier. Kept listening, and finally, they started to modulate at 0412 in the middle of a song, heard until 0421, including the Fish Eagles interval signal and ID at 0415. Here's an intriguing ID to check out if you can get past WWCR on 4840. Aker Peterson in Denmark reports on 4845.01, a new station probably testing, non-stop Spanish songs and no announcements, sounded religious with hymns. This was November 4th from 0455 to 0545 with CODAR interference, but a very good signal. Although it would not be in Spanish, let's not forget that Mauritania used to be on 4845. No, we're far from the end of World of Radio this week, but I just had to start with USA. And now back to the beginning of the alphabet, which is actually USA as well, Alaska. Rob Wagner in Australia reports to Australian DX News that KNLS was heard in English at 10:30 UT on 9615 instead of the listed Chinese broadcast and instead of 9655. That was on the 30th of October after the bee season had begun. It's still very tough to hear directly in North America, but LRA 36 Antarctica is making it well to Europe and, of course, South America on 15476. In PlayDX, Roberto Pavanello in Italy heard it October 31st at 2025, a sufficient signal with Spanish music. The same date it was also heard over a much longer span by Manuel Mendez in Spain, from 1940 until sign-off at 2106. Spanish with an Argentine accent, comments and songs. There were two abrupt cutoffs in transmission. At 2010, there was a section called Asuntos Argentinos, and at 2044, they seemed to be signing off, but they continued playing non-stop Latin American music until 2106. A good signal, he says, at Sinpo 23322. In Chile, Claudio Galas also reports it on October 31st at 2011 UT. He also heard Asuntos Argentinos, but for him, the SINPO was 54422. But that was at the peaks, otherwise it was straight twos. The only shortwave broadcast left from E1 in Austria, ORF, has made its usual time switch on 6155 to 1 hour later at 0600 until 0715. They always play some classical music in the middle of it, which we enjoy, but it's still too close to the super signal from Cuba on 6165. In Australian DX News, Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria reports Bangladesh Betar 4750, that's the domestic service frequency, with news in English at 1530 to 1542, and then a commentary into Bangla at 1545 on October 24th. He thinks this English news is on the air daily. In Hardcore DX, Dave Valkwin in Pennsylvania has been tracking an UNID on 6160.06. It's quite a weak signal, and he's not even sure of the language. It's around 1000 UT. He put up a recording, and others listened to it. It seems to be in Portuguese, says Jari Savalainen in Finland. And Ron Howard points out that there used to be a Brazilian station there on that exact frequency, 60 hertz above 6160, as reported in August of last year in DX Listening Digest by Stig Hartvig Nielsen when he was visiting St. Lucia. It's Rádio Rio Mar in Manaus. All indications point to it being that, says Dave Valko, after assessing the evidence. On November 1st, he checked the web stream of the station, although it was not on the air that day, and it sounded about the same as he had been hearing, the same kind of programming. However, Henrik Clements suggests it's still not 100% sure, as the Brazilian programming from Super Regi Boa Vontade is also being heard by Claudio Galas in Chile. Of course, that Manaus station could also be on that network. Another mystery solved, apparently, is on 5010, a new signal heard by Stephen Wood in Massachusetts at 2210 UT past 2230. He says it's definitely Chinese or South Asian. That was on November 2nd. Ron Howard has also been investigating this, and it turns out it's merely the CNR1 main network from China, which suggests it's there as a jammer, and in fact it is. It turns out that they've gone to that frequency because Radio Taiwan International has also started using 5010 between 2135 or so and midnight UT, according to Seiichi Hasegawa and Ron Howard. This is World of Radio number 1694. We always refer you to our website for much more information about the items we've mentioned and many more in the archive of DX Listening Digests via worldofradio.com. Look for the latest issue as soon as it's available, number 13-45. Our thanks this week for financial support from Chuck Ermatinger in St. Louis. Send a contribution via PayPal to woradio@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in the P-mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. I've confirmed by monitoring that Radio Havana Cuba made several time shifts in its English hours. Still the same at 01 to 07 UT on 6000 and 6165, plus a few more after 0500. But the ones which have changed times, now at 20 UT instead of 19 on 11760. Service to Africa, which is convenient also for North Americans, at 23 UT has moved 1 UT hour earlier instead of later, as you might expect. It's still on 11880 at 2200. This separates it from the formerly simultaneous English broadcast on the tropical band 5040, which is now at midnight UT, and the other one has shifted to 0600. For what it's worth, not much. The English broadcasts from Radio Cairo, Egypt, toward Europe and North America are now scheduled as follows. 2115 to 2245 on 11890 or 9900. Yes, two frequencies are listed, but they only use one as far as we know, and the one they do use often suffers from a lack of modulation. Then the sesquihour starting at 2300 UT listed on both 9965 and 11530. And the dead air service at 0200 is still on 9720. The domestic service from Equatorial Guinea on 5005, recently reactivated, is another one hard to hear in North America, but not so hard in Europe. We have several reports of it. From Switzerland, Stumpf Karl Andreas posted a nice recording of it at 2000 UT, October 28th on 5005. For a couple of minutes, they were running an ID loop over and over, which said, Escucha Radio Bata en su casa, en la oficina, en el trabajo, porque solo aquí quedarse informados y entretenidos. It's also reported by Manuel Mendez in Spain, October 31st at 1846 to 1920. Probably in Spanish, but a weak signal and hard to identify, best on lower sideband. Akker Peterson in Denmark heard it 20 hertz above 5005, November 1st at 2135 to 2150. Europirate Laser Hot Hits is showing up again on 4026. Roman Pankov, Bulgaria, reports it to Australian DX News on October 29th at midnight 50, with an ID in English and Herman's Hermits. Although he doesn't say exactly when, sometime in October, Roger in Germany also heard Laser Hot Hits with Gary Drew, reviving his DX program called Laser Goes DX, and even provided a recording of it, which lasted 79 minutes. Lots of DX news on there, and he was even playing some clips of other DX programs, not including World of Radio. Dick Spacewalker of Radio Space Shuttle somewhere in Europe updates us on his situation. A problem with his bigger transmitter, so he's having to use the lower power transmitter's maximum 60 watts. He says, if ready in time, a new antenna will be testing November 7th into 8th from 21 to 0200 UT. The possible frequencies on the 76-meter band are 4020, 3927, 3905, and 3900. And has a bunch of other frequencies planned for above 6200 and below 9300. Roman Pankov in Bulgaria continues to hear a Greek station on 6400. In Australian DX News, He thinks it's Greek state radio, most likely Radiostathmos Makedonias 1, they said in an ID Proton Programma, first program, which was previously on 9935 and 7450. He heard it on 6400, October 28th. It was drifting to approximately 6399.8, so rumbling from North Korea between 0600 and 0720. Several medium wave de-expeditions are underway in Europe and around North America. There's one in Prince Edward Island. Walt Salmoney from British Columbia is there, and he reports hearing an armchair-level signal from the superpower station in India on 1071 kHz at 3 p.m. local time, well before sunset. That's 1900 UT, thanks to a 1,200-foot Beveridge antenna. That was on November 4th, and it's almost 7 kilomiles away. The Voice of Indonesia was missing from 9526 minus from October 30th through November 5th, but I was glad to hear its telltale hit again against 9530 on November 6th in the middle of the English hour at 1300. Last week I mentioned a number of church services from Northern Ireland on the 27 megahertz band, narrowband FM, heard by Patrick Robich in Austria, some of which he could actually identify. And he heard a bunch more on Sunday, November 3rd, as well as Friday the 1st, which was All Saints Day. But now Terry Kruger in Florida says he's heard one of them, although he could not identify it, October 27th at 1403, a Catholic Mass, Irish accent, lots of coughing and laughing. It was on 40 hertz above 27631. Well, that happens to be on the latest list from Patrick Robich. Can't be positive it's the same one, but the frequency matches from St. Joseph's Church in Glenville, County Cork, which he heard November 1st at 1010. On November 4th at 1152, I was hearing Juche jamming, that grinding sound from North Korea with a slightly varying pitch of pulses, but nothing heard mixing with it. That is, however, a frequency used by MND Radio, the clandestine Ministry of National Defense, from South Korea to the north. However, S. Hasegawa in Japan says, as of November 2nd, I cannot hear any MND radio transmissions on any of its frequencies or times. Have the broadcasts been canceled? However, since October 30th, also November 1st, I've been hearing another clandestine for North Korea, and with a good signal and no jamming audible, it's on a new frequency, 9775. There's a long open carrier before it starts at 1400 UT. The Alky list identifies it as Radio Free Chosun for 2 hours starting at 1400 via the Tajikistan site. However, the signal is so good here that I suspect it's coming from the other side of Korea, perhaps one of the U.S. government sites in the Philippines or Mariana Islands. As a matter of fact, the WRTH says this particular station is funded through the U.S. government. Last week I reported Dinga, Kurdistan on a surprise new frequency, 11600, around 13 UT. But it was only there for a few days and then went back to the scheduled frequency as of November 1st, 11510. Ike Bierwerth in Wiesbaden was also monitoring this November 2nd on 11510 and noted there were two different carriers starting at 1540 and apparently a change in transmitters and probably transmitter site at 1600. If they're following the previous pattern, the change would be from Pridnestrovia to Bulgaria. Yet another follow-up to last week is required concerning Kuwait, which I said had switched to 21580 around 1330 UT. But as of November 3rd, they went back to their original frequency despite a collision with Spain, 21540. David Koenig of Interval Signals Online reports that a former shortwave broadcaster, Liberia Broadcasting System, is now live streaming from their website, MYLBSonline.com. Kai Ludwig reports that the Media Network blog at RNW has now been deleted, despite plans to preserve it indefinitely. Jonathan Marks replies, the new team in Hilversum wants to cut all the links with the past. But don't forget, Radio Nederland still has one shortwave broadcast, a Spanish half hour, UT Tuesday through Saturday via WHRI. It's moved one UT hour later now at 0100, but still on 9895. I could hardly believe my ears when I heard two stations in Hausa conflicting with each other around 21 UT on 9690. The Voice of Nigeria, of course, which is slightly off frequency to the low side, and the new one is the Voice of America. Presumably they'll be moving once they realize the problem. Using that 1,200-foot beverage at the Prince Edward Island expedition, Walt Salmaniv is quite pleased to have been the first to report that low-power Norwegian station from North America on 5895 LLE3 during its Wednesday morning November 6th test from 0615 to 0900, including Morse code and voice IDs. It seems that Solomon Islands has continued to use its second transmitter on 6080 instead of 9543. We have two more reports of it from Koji Hashimoto in Japan, October 31st and November 1st. But you need to listen before Australia comes on the same frequency at 0900. He was hearing SIBC as early as 0801, including news and IDs at 807, 12, 22, 26, and 0829. It was parallel to 5019.88. Alan Rowe reports that according to their website, the Sudan radio service has closed down. Their last broadcast was October 31st. They say it began as Darfur News and Information Service in January of 2009. It had funding from the U.S. Department of State's Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor. It expanded to cover other regions of Sudan as the Sudan Radio Service. Now they say avenues for securing further funding for sustaining the service have diminished and it's ceased operating. So never mind the planned schedule at 16 to 1730 on 17745. Victor Gunatelica tells us that PCJ Radio, or the Happy Station, originating in Taiwan, suddenly changed frequency for its broadcast Sundays at 1330 to 1430 via Trincomalee, Sri Lanka, from 11835. As of November 3rd, it's now on 11990. Ron Howard in California says, Tatarstan Wave now has a very fine signal in western North America since they're now transmitting via Novosibirsk at 0410 UT on 11790. Enjoyable listening for their music shows. Rodolfo Tizzi in Uruguay hears the next broadcast 2 hours later at 0610 UT of Tatarstan Wave on 9895. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany also hears it, says it's actually on 9895.138. And the final repeat at 0810 is on 12095 via a different site, Armavir. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices mostly 5 and 2, but peaking at 10 and 3 on November 11th. Solar flux higher than it has been lately, ranging from 130 November 10th, 11th, 17th to 20th, up to 145 by November 29th and 30th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1694.